Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined by the fabulous Christine Douglas Williams. She is the author of a splendid book, Challenge of Modernizing Islam. She writes regularly for Jihad Watch and has recently published at the Gatestone Institute. She has been an outside advisor to Canada's Office of Religious Freedom, now of blessed memory, I'm afraid, and her experiences as well with the Canadian Race Relations Foundation is the subject of quite a bit of concern on both sides of the border because of what it suggests about freedom of speech imperiled in Canada and perhaps beyond if the people perpetrating it there of the red-green axis, stripe, as I call them, have their way in this country as well. Christine Douglas Williams, it's good to have you back. Happy New Year to you. Welcome.
Happy New Year to you, Frank. It's a privilege and a pleasure to come back.
Well, we hope that it will be happy, but at least it's a happy thing to be able to visit with you a little bit, though the subject that brings us together most immediately is not so happy. Tell us what happened with respect to your role at the Canadian Race Relations Foundation.
First of all, Frank, I'll start very briefly by saying what the Canadian Race Relations Foundation is. It's supposed to be an arm's-length organization from the federal government. It's out of the Department of Heritage. And I was a director of the Canadian Race Relations Foundation until up to quite recently. I was given a warning about my writings on Jihad Watch and some of the comments I made specifically in the media. In fact, Melanie Joly, who is the Minister of Heritage, actually wrote me, quote, "I've become aware of language used in your online articles and blogs that appear to be, quote, inappropriate and inconsistent with the Canadian Race Relations Foundation mandate vision of promoting diversity and inclusion and respect for democracy." She outlined specific articles that I had written, and one was about my personal warning to Icelanders, where I highlighted the strategies, the smooth stealth strategies of the Muslim Brotherhood and their practice of deception. Another one was about M103, an anti-Islamophobia motion that passed in Canadian Parliament. And this was an article where I talked about the background, I warned about the players involved and their connection to the Muslim Brotherhood. And another article that she cited was one that I'd written for Jihad Watch. I was challenged, why write about jihadist and Muslim migrant crimes? Those were the three articles that she highlighted. Now, fast forward this to a comment that came out in the Toronto Star about my chair of the Canadian Race Relations Foundation. He spoke specifically about my role and how much I had contributed to that organization. For the record, I was the chair of the Investment Committee, on the Executive Committee, the Human Resource Committee, the Nominations Committee, and I have contributed hours on end to that organization, much of it pro bono. I was respected in that organization, given great reviews, but somehow it ended up being a disconnect between my job performance, my advocacy for human rights in the name of that organization, and my outside work about jihad and political Islam, which I see as very consistent with the work that I do in my activism when it comes to human rights.
It's a fascinating saga here and very troubling indeed that at the end of the day, it seems as though it's not so much about promoting diversity and inclusion as it is about suppressing speech that is not favored by the Trudeau government or, for that matter, others in the Islamophobia victimhood industry and their allies on the left. And I wanted just to tease this out with you a bit because a colleague of ours, former Congressman now Ambassador Pete Hoekstra, assigned recently to represent the United States in the Netherlands, was attacked viciously by CNN, their so-called K-File investigative unit, discredited fake news operation, if ever there was one, in part for appearing on this program and talking as you have, Christine Douglas Williams, quite honestly, accurately, and I think appropriately about this phenomenon of Sharia supremacism and what it's doing to countries, notably yours, the Netherlands, other places in Europe, and for that matter here. As you look at this as an award-winning journalist and video producer and author, what's on the line, Christine, on both sides of the border, as you see it?
What's going on here is that there is a concerted effort, and I have been following this. It's starting at the highest levels. We're looking at the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And when one looks at that motion I mentioned, Motion M103, which is an anti-Islamophobia motion, it was actually created on the groundwork of a petition called E411. If one read that petition, you would see clearly that it was very closely aligned. If a page, I would go so far as to say a page out of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Islamophobia Observatory. And this is what provided the groundwork for that particular stated mission of M103 that talks about promoting diversity and inclusion all across Canada. But it specifically mentions the word Islamophobia. And when there were efforts to say, let's not use the word Islamophobia because it's loaded, even from the mildest groups in Canada, it was sternly resisted that anti-Muslim bigotry must not be used. Islamophobia must be used because Islamophobia consists of insulting Islam as well. It's related to blasphemy laws, and it is in the observatory where it's described twofold. One is insulting Muslims, insulting Islam, because it's regarded as deeply offensive to Muslims. Therefore, it is a form of anti-Muslim bigotry. That is simply not so in Western culture. We pride ourselves. We actually define ourselves on freedom of speech. We have the right to offend, not the right to cross the lines into hate speech, but we certainly have the right to offend, and we certainly have the right to discuss. Every ideology out there, every ideology out there is open to scrutiny, except Islam. And this is what we see happening in North America. It is consistent with the Muslim Brotherhood plan for North America to infiltrate society, to sabotage its miserable house from within by saying, look, we are a supremacist organization, which is what Islamism is about, and we intend to erode your free speech, thus putting ourselves above every other creed. And in fact, what they've effectively done is branded as racism. So they have essentially overtaken the entire racism industry and made it all about Islamophobia.
Yeah. You know, this point about free speech is so central because, as you know so well, it wouldn't end there. That's just a critical stepping stone to achieving our submission more generally. And I think there couldn't be more explicit about that as their objective. Christine, I did want to quickly ask you about this group Care Can that is actively promoting at the moment a National Day of Remembrance and Action on Islamophobia, and what that's about and what the government is likely to do with respect to this demand, and should they embrace it, what that might portend as well.
We have a pattern in Canada where there is a concerted effort to shut down free speech, to shut down criticism of Islam. In Care Can, now renamed, but it's the same organization declared by them, the National Council of Canadian Muslims, they have been behind this all Islamophobia drives in Canada, including charters in six Canadian cities and including an Islamophobia snitch line. When the mosque shootings happened last year in Quebec, one fellow was charged with six counts of murder. Prime Minister Trudeau actually said at that time that he called it terrorism, but terrorism charges were never laid, just straight first-degree murder charges. It was clearly hush-hush. The media actually wrote. There was nothing that came from this. Nobody ever established a motive, and stemming from that, the NCCM, which is Care Can, now comes about and says, how about we establish a national remembrance day due to these shootings that happened in the mosque, as well as a day of action against Islamophobia. This was a letter that went into the Prime Minister's office, and so far we have not heard any outcomes, but there are groups right there in Quebec that are opposing this drive because they're saying it goes right along with M103, and it is an attempt to shut down free speech in Canada because Canada is basically being hijacked now by these pro-Islamist organizations of the Muslim Brotherhood.
I'm so glad that you are keeping your eye on it and sharing your insights with all of us via Jihad Watch and other means. Come back to us again, if you would, very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.